Outer welcomes Minister Nkabane's decision to withdraw the list of chairpersons for the CETAs, the list that was leaked, the list that had so many politically connected people, family members of members of cabinet, people who have been compromised in the past. We were really concerned when we saw this list and had raised it with the minister. And as has others in civil society and the politicians through the portfolio committee, there was a furor about this list, and rightfully so. So we do welcome the fact that this list has been withdrawn. To us, it appeared that there was a lot of political interference in the those nominations. And hopefully the minister will use this opportunity now to really, you know, introduce strong board oversight, because we've seen far too much corruption and maladministration and wasteful expenditure, Auditor General or qualified findings of these CETAs. The list is long, and we believe that previous boards have lacked in their oversight. They have been politically connected at times as well. And we think the minister should really start looking at people in academia, people who've headed up and retired business people, civil society leaders. There are other areas outside of political appointees that we can find, or the minister can find, to make these appointments. So we sincerely hope the minister takes this opportunity to get a good list of candidates for these board chairpersons and the rest of the boards going forward, because a number of the accounting authorities of these CETAs need to be removed, and not only that, need to be taken to task for their conduct in the past.